Good morning. Hello, my beautiful friend, or good afternoon, or good evening, or whenever you're listening to this, maybe in the middle of the night. Hi, I just walked out of the house and decided to record to you as I'm walking. And when I walked out of the house, I immediately glanced over near our little free library, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 big sunflowers. They're those super tall giant ones. And I'm sending those to you right now. I hope that you can close your eyes and imagine all those great big towering sunflowers. They always look like they're nodding or waving in some ways. So I'm so glad we're here together. Let me start with that. It's so wonderful to be on this journey with you. I started making these love grams at the start of the pandemic, and I'm so glad I did. It's as if we've been able to walk through all of this together and to explore so many different kinds of topics, and I appreciate you so much. I know I don't know all of you, but I feel as if I know you, even if we've never connected, because you're here. And I know that means that you're interested in bringing more love into your life, celebrating people in your life, celebrating yourself, allowing yourself to feel all the feelings, a whole range of human experiences. And I'm so grateful to you for being here and for who you are and for the values that you live. You know, not everybody does. We all know that. You know, not everybody is intentional about how they love and how they bring joy and how they create pinpricks of light in the world. But you do. You do. And I want you to really feel that, to feel the gratefulness to yourself for that, for who you are. And, you know, last week I was with my friends Allison and Rosemary. If you listen to our Love Gram, we were exploring some ideas around grief. And I've been thinking a lot more this week about how grief and celebration really are two sides of the same coin. And, you know, they exist together. Our lives are that, right? You know, it's none of us can live a life as a human being without experiencing loss. And none of us, I hope that none of us can exist as a human being without also, you know, being able to experience the beauty and the depths of joy and celebration. It's all there. And simply celebrate is really about celebrating all of it. You know, celebrating being human and celebrating sharing this journey with each other. And of course, you know, looking for and creating those pinpricks of light for each other, because that's what we can do. You know, it's what helps us to find the depth and the meaning. And so I guess I'm always wanting to make sure that we're finding deeper and deeper and more meaningful ways to feel and to give our lives meaning and to frame moments with people we love and, you know, create the magic that we can create. I want to give a shout out right now because this just dropped into my mind last night in my wonderful group coaching program. One of the beautiful women there brought to us, we were doing a show and tell. We were doing a show and tell of playful or celebrations, celebratory things. And this person, you know who you are, brought a love list that she's in the midst of writing for a dear, dear friend who has passed away. And I love the way that life brought this to me right in this moment, right? I didn't know exactly what I was going to talk to you about. And when the idea of celebration and grief being two sides of the same coin dropped in, then here life gives me this beautiful story of this person who is making a love list for someone who has passed away. And to me, this is the perfect example of bringing it all together in one moment. Now, I've been posing this question. I may have even asked you, I don't remember, but I've been posing a question to people. You know, do you feel that you can celebrate even in the midst of grief? Do you feel that, you know, you can hold both sadness and celebration? And I think that this is a perfect example of that, that creating a love list for someone who has passed away is a way of celebrating their life, celebrating the impact they had on us, celebrating the legacy that they leave, celebrating their spirit. I told you last week that I've been hosting these grief and growth groups for my work. And it's continued to be such a rich experience because within these groups, people are bringing all their different kinds of griefs. And boy, oh boy, let me just take a moment to acknowledge, this is a little tiny tangent, but I think it's important to acknowledge all the kinds of loss and grief that we experience. So of course there's, you know, the most obvious things of death, you know, and illness and loss of mobility or loss of memory, divorce, empty nest, you know, loss of a job that we love or loss of an opportunity that really meant a lot to us. But also so many other things that we grieve. Yesterday, someone brought up the environment and all of the species that we're losing currently, or, you know, the elements of our natural world, and that's a grief as well. And allowing ourselves to really feel any of the kinds of loss and grief that are running through us. We've talked about things like miscarriage, which is a huge area of loss that is often not talked about. I was talking last week to someone who really wanted to have children and couldn't. And that's a grief that she carries. People have had dreams that never got fulfilled. So anyway, I know that that's a little bit of a tangent, but I do think it's important as you're listening to really acknowledge for yourself the kinds of loss or grief that are in your world, that are in your life, and to let yourself experience them, not try to push them away, not try to pretend that, you know, they're not significant or they don't compare. I love Brené Brown talks about, you know, not comparing our suffering. And that seems so important. And I realize now that I've lost the thread. Remember I said I was going to go on a tangent. And okay, let me think if I could go back. I know I was talking about the grief and growth groups. Oh, yes. Okay. So what I was going to say is within these groups, people just sort of share whatever is up for them around grief. And what I've noticed is that within that, you know, those difficult conversations, there's a really deep connection that happens. And there's a sense of people really being sharing these experiences. And in that, I feel the celebration of life. There's a, you know, I'm putting happy in quotes, but there's a happiness of being together and being able to connect. There was a woman yesterday whose husband had passed away, and she was crying on the call. And she said, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about him. And she said, I just want to talk about him all the time. And I asked her if she would share some things that, you know, she really loves about him. And And she was crying while she was sharing these things, and she was laughing because some of them were fun and funny and just, you know, beautiful tributes to his spirit. And to me, that too, you know, just like, you know, that beautiful love list that the beautiful person in my coaching group was making last night and shared with us, this is the same thing, right? This was kind of like a verbal love list. And it was hard and sad, and it was happy and fun, and it was grief, and it was celebration. And I just think that we do ourselves a huge disservice in our lives when we think that life needs to be black and white, or we think that our emotions need to be this or that. You know, we're so complex. And I think it's a beautiful thing to allow ourselves to be complex and also not to separate out or to label. I mean, I think that this happens all the time, and I am guilty of this too, which is to prefer something, you know, to prefer to be joyful over to feel sad, for instance, or to prefer to be, you know, excited over, you know, feeling ordinary, or, you know, whatever. If we can really think about, or not really think about, if we could just drop some of those preferences, then what we're here with is feelings and emotions and experiences and humanness, and how different that really is. The woman yesterday in the group who was laughing and crying and telling us about her husband who had passed away, she said, you know, I just want people to know that, you know, it's okay that I'm crying when I'm talking to you. You know, it's okay if I'm laughing and grieving. And I just thought there was such wisdom in that. There's such wisdom in just allowing ourselves to have it all, to not have to, you know, cram all of our feelings into one label, for instance. As you're listening, I hope you're just, again, kind of thinking for yourself, like, you know, is there anything in my life that is a loss that I've been pushing down and sort of not allowing to move through me? Is there a place where I'm not talking to people about something because I feel either like, you know, I don't want to burden them with it, or maybe they won't get it, or, you know, they're suffering something bigger, you know, quote unquote bigger. And to really allow ourselves to, you know, go deeper into creating a culture where we talk about things, we acknowledge them, and we understand that we can hold many different experiences at once, grief and celebration, two sides of the very same coin. So let me just pause as I walk a little bit more to see if there's any last thoughts. I think that's it. As I'm walking right now, I'm passing this beautiful purple, huge bougainvillea, and it seems like a lovely bookend to those. I think there were 17 sunflowers. It seems like a beautiful bookend to send you this purple bougainvillea and to send you a moment of quiet. There was so much going on throughout this whole recording. I don't know if you heard it or you noticed, but there were a lot of there were actually several times where I cars nearly didn't stop at stop signs when I was walking in through crossing the path. And I guess that's another good example, right? That's like another example of the complexity of moments, right? I'm having such a great time talking to you, and I'm also just watching what's happening out in the world like that. So anyway, I'm sending you so much love, so much gratitude. Thank you for being here. And allow yourself all of the feelings, everything. Let it come through you. Talk to people about it. you know, trust that you can hold other people's complexities. And like Ram Dass said, we're all just walking each other home. Love you. Bye-bye.